guys, welcome to Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Yacinta Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in the years in between.
We've got a special guest, but she's not on camera.
It's my sister.
Hi. Do you want to say your name?
Hi, it's Litany.
You'll be hearing her in an hour, and we'll ask for opinions and stuff. Like, you'll be hearing her throughout the episode.
So. And she's read the book, so yeah. Please don't be surprised if she has
It's and she cried, and we still need to find out what made her cry, didn't
we? Yeah, we're gonna ask you.
Yeah, she cried, and we were trying to find. She thought she was certain.
Yeah, I wasn't sure at one point.
One point, and then she's like, yeah, that's the bit that made her cry. I asked her, no. We've obviously finished the book. I'm still trying to figure out where she
came. I was like, when am I.
There's one bit that made me like watery. I will talk about it today. But
at the end?
Yeah, the end that made me like. I didn't cry, like my eyes just got full of water and I was like, what's going on? And then I panned and I read the rest of the book.
But I like the ending of the book. Yeah. I saw it play out in my head. It was like a ending to a movie.
But like, I feel like I predicted like the outcome.
Yeah. So you actually have been.
Yeah.
So. Spoiler alert, but yeah, you actually have been.
Yeah, so if you guys have been listening to what I've been saying.
Loretta clocked it from the beginning.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of surprised. Anyways, we'll get into that later.
Oh, so
how have you been?
I was about to ask you. Not you running to get in there first.
I've been good. I've been blessed. Weirdly though, my shoulder has been hurting.
Why? Did you like work out or something? Like that?
Maybe. Baby, I have not been to the gym in like 2 years.
What happened?
I don't know.
Did you get knocked? This one?
No.
Fling your shoulder too far.
Dance for boys.
I don't know what you do.
Unless it's for the Lord.
Look at the hip, amen.
You know, I had a weird experience on Sunday. Some old man, like literally old enough to be my dad's dad, he came up to me and was like, "You're a nice little thing, aren't you?"
What? Guys, if you saw my sister's reaction, she was like,
oh. And he gave me one side smile, like.
Oh my goodness.
In church as well?
No, I was on my way to church.
I was about to say, does he have no shame?
That's crazy.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, let me get out of this aisle quickly. You know what aisle it was?
That's so scary.
The aisle of chocolates as well.
Oh!
Wait, real thing, I want the food, I want it all. That's crazy.
I think I'll be considered, you know the chocolate that's got a bit of like coffee in it?
Like a mocha type.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I really like them. That's what he was thinking. And you.
Ow! Just right on the nipples, bro.
I
know, but like, no, I'm thinking of the chocolate flavours. I was like, like I'm imagining like melting.
Really emphasise the his thought and his face in my head.
Mm-mm. Oh no, I wasn't thinking of how he was thinking. I was thinking about the actual chocolate because that should be. I could do some chocolate. But anyway, in regards, sorry that happened, but.
That's
disgusting.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Sorry, I had to go through that. But I guess it was good that you were on your way to church, so you could like feel like you were cleansed of him during the service and after, because God forbid such gremlins crawled their way on you.
Nevertheless, I've been good, been blessed. Again, I don't really remember my week. I had a chill Saturday, that's what I know, very chill. I went on a walk with my mum.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was chill.
On Saturday?
Yeah, I did.
I think I did the same thing too. No, I did it on Sunday. I was about to say, oh my gosh.
Oh, do you remember? I think it was around this time last year. Us three went on a walk with your mum. So you know the canal that we walked that time?
Mm.
Did you guys watch the TikTok video of the girl that was almost pushed in it?
Since I stopped. Because now when I walk down canal, am I going to like, do I think? I actually have severe anxiety, guys. As I'm walking, I'll be checking back every 2 seconds.
But apparently it's a trend that's travelled from Asia. I think Tokyo.
Wait, is it? It's a trend to push people in the canal?
It's a trend for men to come full force into women to knock them down.
I thought it was just the shoulder thing, like as in at the train station they do it to assert dominance, but not into the canal.
I don't know if it's in the canal specifically, but that.
That is so scary.
So yeah,
just
guys,
another thing to add to the list as to why you need to be scared and like aware of your surroundings 24/7 at any time every day of the year of your life as a woman,
just to raise awareness. That's how my week's been. How's yours been, my love?
Ooh, I've got a bit
of a stand up.
Can I remember my week? I actually did quite a bit. I think I did a bit, but I can't remember what I did. I did a lot of errands today, I know that for sure.
What errands did you do?
I went to the gym. I went to buy stuff for my mum. Oh, the gym is not really an errand, it's a lifestyle.
Okay.
I went to do errands for my mum. Then I forgot half of the stuff that I needed to do get for my mum or do for my mum. So I had to go back.
All right.
And get the rest of the stuff that I had to get for her. Then I went to get my nails done, but that wasn't like I was just like, the thing is, I know you guys have been seeing me about nails and I've been here like, oh yeah, I do. I told you life was life in, but I was like, I can't, like, I need to have them done. Like, I just one of them things.
When you have something to look forward to, it gives you some sort of like.
Yeah, and I walked into my nail shop because obviously I get my nails done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like no matter where I will go to that same nail. Completely empty. It was like nobody was there. So it was like as soon as I got in.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, valid. But yeah, it was perfect. But yeah, and then what else did I do with my week? I went on a walk with my mum actually on Sunday though, and it was like a nature reserve, not really? Too far from her. But I'm not laughing.
And a walk similar to a nature reserve.
My mum didn't like that. she didn't like it at all. You know, like it was like a foliage, whatever. Like it was almost like an arch. I'll insert pictures of what it looked like because I got pictures of like the. But no word of a lie, we probably walked like 50 meters into the thing. It's a little. I'm quite excited about that. I'm feeling,
oh,
you know.
Really?
And she had to.
Oh,
we had to turn around. I was just like, Mom, like, can we just walk? She said, no, something my spirit is not. You know? So we had to walk back, and that was like a very short, like. And it was so hot on Sunday as well.
Yeah, hot on Sunday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Cold, blimey.
Yesterday it was humid as well yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday it was humid.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Yeah. And I don't really know what else. The thing is, when I'm driving, I think about the podcast, I'm like, yeah, I'll talk about this, this one. But then when I come, because when I'm driving, I can't like get my phone and write down what I think of. But it's like, it's so annoying because when I come to it.
You need to make notes throughout the week.
But it always comes to me when I'm driving. Always comes to me when I'm driving, like without fail. There was something about gym etiquette that I was going to say that is actually so like, I can't remember.
What were you doing?
I can't remember. Lunges? But actually, today when I was leaving the gym, do you remember the guy that I mentioned last time that was scrolling on socials, hogging the machine? We crossed over and I was like, oh, I don't remember that face. I was like, oh, yes, it was.
Did he smile at you?
Him. I didn't really, like, you need to look at somebody's face like that. I just recognised the face, but I didn't really. I think it was just sort of like walking to go, so he was like in the zone. But I was also very straight faced, so I just finished the session and I was so. I nearly fainted at gym today.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like, it's just one of the things that I get lightheaded.
Oh, right.
But no, it's not even one of the things. For the past week or so, I've been having like lightheadedness and like headaches and low energy for like a good amount of time.
It might be the heat as well.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's the heat. It's because the crystal in my ear moved. I think I've figured it out.
The crystal in your ear
moved?
Yeah,
because we have crystals in the ear to help with like balance and all that lot. And my lightheadedness and all that lot was a lot worse, and I started doing the therapy for that, and then it's helped, but the lightheadedness was there today. And I had to sit down because best believe I wasn't about to fit in a gym. Like, I got up and I was like, let me just stand. I was like, it'll go. Started to get black. I said, oh,
damn.
Sit down.
Oh, damn.
And then I had the drink with me. Also, it's probably because I hadn't eaten as well. I only ate at like 3 p.m. today. But because I was so busy, like not even 3 p.m. It was 4 p.m. Add salmon, couscous, spinach.
Nice. Wow, that sounds so yummy. Who made it? Listen,
me. Did the salmon taste good as well?
It was solid, yeah.
Oh, how do you make couscous?
You just boil it.
Don't just say just boil it.
You put like hot water. Just hot water in it. And cover it for like a few minutes and it's done.
Cooked. Really, I've never made couscous in my life.
It tastes. Delicioso. And yesterday, John, I had what I discovered. Oh, any Nigerian, that's what. Oh, actually, I didn't really like to all Ugandan, you know, that's Kawunga or Posho.
To Zimbabweans or South Africans, I think it's Zaza.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like.
Yeah.
I think it's because I just, in boarding school in Uganda, they gave it to us with beans and it had stones in it. That kind of traumatized me.
Oh my gosh, wait. Did you tell a listener what Moses said?
Yeah, tell her, I know how to tell her.
Moses, so basically, Moses was doing his hair.
Mm.
And then, I don't know what we were talking about, but I think we were talking about hair texture.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, Loretta told me when we were younger that we have Jamaican in us.
Like,
so he, I think I he like, went round and told people that he had some Jamaican in him.
And then I was just like, are you sure you weren't referring like, to my best friend? Because my best friend when I was younger was a girl who's half Jamaican. And I made, because I was obsessed, like I was like, she was, oh my gosh, best friend. I always talked about her. So it was like, maybe I mentioned her and he translated that to mean him somehow. I don't know.
But he told us a lot of things though. He also told us that we were like princes and princesses.
No, we're related. That's true. We're related by law to the
But King I went
Uganda.
To school and I said I'm princess.
That's an issue. That's a you issue.
She did though.
I definitely told that we're related to them, and then she ran and said, guys, I'm a princess.
Yeah.
That's you.
I moved to a new school and I said that. Give me cars. Was it street cars? Credit?
Street cards, yeah. Nah, but
I remember one guy was like, you're a princess. Why are you in school?
He was just like, your lie's not really
me. Yeah. Really.
Crazy.
I must have said, like, because that's Uganda. I don't know, but yeah.
That should be quite, as like a kid. It was crazy. I never really went to school and told people that, like, it's funny how, like, I told you that and then you, like, ran with it to school
on,
first
you
thing.
You know who I am, come on.
Like, two shoes, one like, I'm a princess of Uganda. But, like I was saying, was I around?
I was actually going to say, can we do that? But we've already done it, but you didn't include it.
Oh, I could actually do that. Oh, I could actually be a really good two truths one lie. I'm related to Ugandan royalty.
We actually know, is it factual?
It's by law. It's like by law, not like blood. Our dad's older sister's husband is the older brother of the queen.
That's Ugandan community is gonna fact check that wholeheartedly. We're broke up.
That's what I was told, guys. It's the older brother of the queen of the was Buganda, not like Uganda, Buganda. So it's not that far removed.
Makes sense.
I'm going back to the food. I went to Asda yesterday, right? Because I had salmon yesterday as well. Kill me. I went down the world food aisle and something yellow caught my eye. And I was like, oh, what's this? It was jollof rice in a packet. Like, as you know,
was
like,
it called Meji?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I can't really remember. I got a picture of it on my phone.
Was it Uncle Ben's?
No, but it's in the type of packet that Uncle Ben's come in. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was called.
What the heck?
It's called Varro.
Varro.
That's what it looked like, right? And obviously, I'm suspect of it because what do you mean it's just chilling in the as the world food aisle? Like, you know, because normally jollof rice, obviously, you go to the shop, to the restaurant, you get it, like.
Someone needs to do it with halal rice.
But the meat would be a bit.
No, meat won't be in it.
Okay, first.
You can't be in it. That's maybe potatoes.
Well, thank you. But it tasted like what you would expect an Asda version of jollof rice to taste. So it wasn't too sharp, but yeah.
It doesn't I wouldn't say uproar, but there's another brand that does pre-made jollof rice and it's called Meji. Meji.
Does it taste good?
Meji.
And also, guys. Even though it's not exactly what I promised because it was out of stock and I've been there 3 times now and they've been out of stock. I said I was going to come with the white chocolate chip M&S cookies. And I came with... you know the chocolate chip ones? But I said just to switch it up. Because it would be fun to try it. I got the fruit granola.
You got raisins with them.
I forgot she doesn't like
it. It's like me giving you a cheeseburger. Here you go.
And the thing is, I was gonna get both, but I was like, do you know what? I think they're like
cranberries.
Yeah, cranberries rather than like raisins.
Okay, I don't mind trying that. Oh, they're not. It's not solid.
Yeah, it's soft. It's
that is a raisin. Long. I don't want to miss my friend.
The South London came out.
Try this bit here. This isn't. It's got like a cranberry on the top, I think, but it's not a raisin.
Okay.
Do you want to try it at the same time?
Wait, are you not having some?
I need a cup of tea.
Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, which is 3, 2. It's like a flapjack.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if it was granola but with chocolate in it. There's did, yeah? The same person who said long.
One time, went to my sister's house, my brother was there. I think I told you. And I bought a sticky toffee pudding.
Oh yeah. That's when you told me about Rizzo, that I thought that straight away.
Yeah. Bought sticky toffee pudding, and my brother's like me, maybe even more pickier. Like, he does not like raisins. When we were younger, what did he eat? Chapati and stew only, like literally.
That's what I used to do. That's chapati, I'm not eating nothing else. That's true, isn't it?
What about you, yeah. Listen to me.
What?
I like functions. What food did you eat?
Matoke. If there was no matoke, I'm not eating.
Yeah, should we get into the book?
So we've been reading Yinka, Where's Your Husband for the past month?
More than, I feel like it's, I don't know, maybe it's more than a month. I feel like it's a month and a bit, maybe.
Okay, for the past month and a bit, we've been reading Yinka, Where's Your Husband, which, let's review it, let's give our opinions.
We finished it now, guys.
Yeah, we finished it, by the way. If you were here,
shout out to Lizzie, Damilola Blackburn Damilola.
Yeah, shout out to Lizzie.
Yeah, we love you. You did your big one on this one.
Yeah, and shout out to those that read along with us, shout out to those that got the book, shout out to those that want to read the book.
If you haven't read it, like, definitely read it, especially like,
as a young
black ethnic, girl, like, or a young ethnic person. If you live in London as well, I feel like it's so relatable, especially if you're from South London, like we are.
Yeah,
it's there's so many relatable moments that you're just like, oh yeah. But if you're just ethnic, give it a read or not. It's definitely insightful, I think.
Yeah, definitely insightful, and I think it's sort of nice to hear someone else going through possible experiences that you might be, especially as a young ethnic adult. But yeah, it was nice to
refreshing.
And I like how it was relatable, basically, as well. I like how it was relatable.
Definitely, there was so many bits where I was just like, oh. I can hear it, and I can hear the sound because I've witnessed, I've experienced that myself. Like, I can visualize where, especially the bits where she mentions Peckham.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know exactly where she's talking about. Yeah, exactly. Like, literally. You know?
Yeah. I know that was kind of us like debriefing about the book, but.
What? We're going to talk about the last chapter, June. We obviously haven't spoken about it. We'll just briefly cover what happened in it. But, in regards to rating the book, I would give it a solid 8.5.
Yeah, I agree.
And what else happened in June? The wedding, of course, of Rachel and Ganesh.
Yeah.
They get married finally. Mr. Donovan shows up when she doesn't expect. Who else showed up?
I feel like all of her potentials.
But who else showed up?
Demi, Alex.
But Femi. Alex was at the fashion show. He wasn't at the wedding. Alex was at the fashion show.
Yeah, Alex was at the fashion show.
Because he's also the one who helped like build the website. And now they're friends. She was like, why can't we be friends? So she was like,
yeah.
I thought she was going to bring it up. Like, so, I actually liked you, but she didn't.
In hindsight, do you think that we / she misread the signs?
I feel like how we like mentioned last time, it was very much so a narrative. I feel like as women, like we create narratives in our head. And that's why you have listen with their actions, not with their words.
No, it's listen with your ears covered.
Yeah, listen with your ears. Because as a woman, you run with it, whereas men could be doing stuff. It's just like, you know.
You're just my friend. Yeah. So, like, we did misread them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I also feel like the Valentine's Day thing, come on now. It's not like you guys have been bedroom for long for that to be like a.
He did say. Are you busy that day? But yeah, he did say it in a flirty way, flirtatious way.
Yeah, because it's like, obviously she's like, oh wait, so he should have been like, oh, not on no Valentine's thing, and then caught her in the moment, but it's clear from then. But he just didn't clarify anything. But I guess also he can't make the assumption that she would think that or feel that way.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think we misread the signs?
I feel, in hindsight, we may have misread, or we read into it too deep. More deep than what he...
We're lover girls. And what?
Or slightly delusional.
Oh, yeah, get a sprinkle a bit of that in there, of course. Because if you're not, but then actually wrong, what, like...
That's probably why Nana was so upset that Yinka was changing.
Because, but then... with what, I guess it's always, they were only getting fed her side of it. So if they got fed both Alex's side and her side, maybe they would have, because like you're saying, because she was, I guess, delusional about it. It's very much so like, why are you upset? But then it's like, if we were to, because we were also upset because we were like, what the? We both did, what do you mean? I don't think she was delusional. I think maybe she ran with it. Not delusional, because those same signs could be the signs given to you when someone is interested.
Yeah, no. Yeah, because I remembered like him liking all of her Instagram pictures. A man wouldn't just do that. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Why? What about you over there? Do you think we were delusional in thinking that Alex liked Yinka?
No, because he was like, he asked for the number, he was saving her the table. You know, when they went to the Chinese afterwards, and the young girl's trying to like, no, I feel like they were flirting or whatever, or she was trying it on. And at first, obviously, you're thinking, oh, okay,
yeah,
he's returning it, but then he calls her being like, hey, I've got your coat still, when can I see you? This is why I'm a firm believer, like, sometimes you need women in male-dominated careers, because if she had the mentality of a guy, she would have thought much of it. But as a female reading, I was like, she's very, very indeed correct in the way she's thinking.
Mm.
Like, it was insane.
Guys, listen with your ears.
Yeah, we need women in more men fields. Yeah,
listen with your ears covered.
Mm-hmm. Guys, like, unless it's written in black and white. Unless, really truly, I guess vulnerability, like, really truly, you're only embarrassed if you, like, say you're embarrassed. So, if you don't care about that and not looking like a mug, but potentially being, like, some degree of embarrassment, you know, just do whatever. But if you're more, like, I guess, anxious or fearful about them things, listen with your ears covered.
That's a really good one. I'm now gonna listen with my ears covered. Not to say that I've been in a situation like Yinka's like recently, but
wait, so the question was, how long do you entertain a crush for?
Personally, it depends. I was saying, like, it depends if there's like, it's like crushes forms two categories, whether you want something to come from it, or if it's like, I just have a crush on them, I'm just gonna keep crushing on them, it's just like a feeling. Because if you exist in that sort of thing, that could just go on and fade away, and that's quite enjoyable.
Yeah,
it's like a constant, like, oh, I have a crush on them, but they don't know. Do they know? I don't know.
Yeah,
but like, if it's a crush where you want it to become something more,
isn't that a like though?
It depends, because a like can form into a crush. Like, if you really are, you can be infatuated with someone.
That's, but wouldn't it be crushed, then I like
you?
It wouldn't be like, I like you, then I crush on you, right?
No, I like, you like someone as a friend, I like them as a person, and then
I would put like as in, I like and crush in the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's like, not just like. Like, I like you, just.
Okay, that's what I meant then, like. Oh. Because I feel like, for me personally, it'd be like, oh yeah, I'm crushing on this person.
Mm.
So like, what you explained, like, I'm crushing on a person, they don't know that I'm crushing on them, it's quite fun.
Mm.
And then let's say that person develops an interest on me, then it, you know, develops into, oh, I like you, you like me.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that, yeah, because that would be that goal, like, if it was that type of crush.
Yeah.
So how long would you, like, have yourself be in that sort of, I like you, like,
it's so, if it's a crush where I want it to develop, I don't know, because I... maybe smart, my guy.
She needs to be strategic right now.
I think you can have a crush on someone for, like, 3 months.
I would say... I know, if it's, like... I guess because that type of crush, because if you want it to develop into something, that's valid. Because, yeah, like, you can crush it and let it really, like, I don't know, build up. So it's, like... But then also it's... If it's that long, I feel like I would have some sort of inkling that they kind of have a crush back, or they like me back. Come and disrupt my sleep to cry, and she doesn't remember what she cried.
I personally feel like you cried at Yinka's letter.
To her younger self.
Probably. But also because I felt like I resonated a lot with her, just like her entire experience.
Mm-hmm. I got watery-eyed when it was like, it was in reference to a bit where she talks about, she said when she was like, you can turn to page 378, she says, it was when she was walking the runway, and she was like, I wasn't in my head worried about the bright lights, if I would fall off at the end and break my neck. Instead, I was in the moment, reciting the letter to my younger self. Yes, your rich chocolate skin does deserve a seat at the table. My eyes filled with water when I read that today. I was like,
oh.
But yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
How did it feel reading it when you saw the mum started to express her emotions?
I feel like it's a representation of a lot of immigrant parents dealing with like trauma and hardship they've had to store away but show up for their kids.
Yeah. And I think, you know what the conversation was just having about immigrant parents falling out of love and them staying in the relationship? I think it's because they have to show up for their kids, and also they have a mindset where it's like, we're fighting this, we're not running away. They just stay, which is kind of like,
and it's so sad.
It's a good thing in a way, like they have good resilience, but also it's sad because they're limited in their happiness in life.
And it's just like, you can see, like, not you can see it with them, but it's like when Yinka's mum, like the whole breakdown when she like started like shouting like couldn't they, like that was just like, it was so sad, but it was so refreshing to see that she was able to release that.
She became human.
Yeah, she was literally human. Like, in that moment, it was like,
she wasn't just mum. Yeah, she was a human, a woman.
A person just trying to be there. Like, obviously, as a mum, as a parent, you're trying to be there for your kids, like you just said, but it's like, you're also, this is your first time doing life too. You're also human. Like, you also deal with, like, it's too much.
Yeah, I think that was such an endearing moment. Not Yeah, it got me quite warm in my heart.
And then following that, like, when it was like June and they were like together, like faces smushed together taking pictures, that's what they described on the runway. I was just like,
oh, I like seeing repaired mother and daughter relationships.
It's beautiful.
I've got another question. I've just seen this now. How do you think this book can help others understand different cultures?
Ooh.
Because I know for me, every single thing that was being said was literally our upbringing, especially when we spent the summer at your house.
We spoke about that last episode. But I think, to be honest, I feel like if anybody from another ethnicity or like another race read this book, I feel like there'll be a lot of correlations. But I think if we were to try and envision growing up in London, I don't know if it's all London, but I know South London, as a child of African parents, Yinka, where's your husband? I feel like it just, not even growing up, it's just being in like a early adult. In reality, that could be the case for like a lot of people. And I think like the hair situation with like natural braids, wigs, that whole aspect and like that experience, I feel like that's quite nicely portrayed in the book. So I think that relation is like, could be had for somebody who doesn't really understand the whole thing, and you know, how about you? What do you think? Or like, for example, there's another bit. What was
don't laugh at me.
There's another bit.
I'm thinking of my answer.
Or like the chicken and chip shop. Like, you were talking about when you after school, like going to the chicken and chip shop.
Yeah.
Like, that is like a genuine experience growing up in London. I don't know about like outskirts of London, like that part, but like, actually no, we went to school in the outskirts of London, like.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I can give you an example.
Yeah.
Like when, now that I'm an adult, I went back to Lavender Fields, which is near, outside of where our school was, and it was so weird because I saw loads of kids going there for their after school to have like sandwiches and drinks.
Wow.
And I'm thinking one drink was £3.
Wow.
In Lavender Fields, which is a £5 entry, and they're in school. Whereas for us, it was just chicken chip shop.
Yeah.
And half, or like the McDonald's. Like, remember when Metro, they came out with those £1 and vouchers. That was it. So seeing kids like go to Lavender Fields.
£8.
Literally.
That used to last me like 3 weeks. Not 3 weeks, 3 days. Literally. Out of the week,
So that thing is mega.
I used to get Sainsbury's local fair with Escar. We used to get like the bakery section.
Like, it's so bizarre to think kids are spending £10 after school a day.
Yeah,
that's just how much I refuse to spend when I go to work.
Yeah, no.
We used to like, when, if we used to get pocket money, we get £10 for the week.
I'd
get 20.
Oh, it must be nice.
And I'd ask for more on Wednesday, so I'd get 10 on Wednesday.
So 30 a week.
But I didn't manage that well.
I was going to say, where is it? Is it invested?
Stocks.
No. That's why we're still in South East London.
Right. Don't hate the South East, you're going to go to parts too.
Love South East.
And then there's also about the colorism. We spoke about that. We touched on that like a couple episodes.
Yeah, I think it allows separated worlds within like ethnic backgrounds and Caucasian people. They can see, well, they can read about people's experiences and cultures through Yinka's.
Yeah, for sure. Yinka's and story. I think colorism like transcends all like people of color, like Asian, they've got colorism, like
the caste system.
So I feel like that's so true, and in all them cultures, I don't know, but it's like the darker you are, the lesser you're viewed. Mm-hmm. So that was very much Yinka's battle with that.
Yeah,
I feel like is very valid, and also experiencing that being in the Western world, but having immigrant parents.
For myself, because I'm not dark in shade. So it allowed me to see life through a perspective, a darker person.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, remind me, what was the scene where there was colorism?
She was like, she got told that the guy from when she was younger, who, Emmanuel, she went on WhatsApp and called him, and he's like, oh, I can't lie, I thought you were the light girl that was in the hair shop and bleach.
That was such a sad.
That was like that was rock bottom. No, she literally was just like.
And then she saw the little girl in the shop walk past her. She just put the.
Like, excuse me. And that was like a moment where she was like, whoa, what am I doing?
I can't believe I'm actually. There's a woman on TikTok and she. I don't know, like, if this. I don't know her name, but she looks like who I'd imagine Yinka to look like, and she talks about colorism and how now she's starting to love her darker skin.
Send it to me if you see her again.
I will.
Thank you. But also, there's one other thing that I feel like, I guess we kind of touched on it, but you know, the idea that all of us here, well, that's my sister, it's my cousin, all of us here, and I imagine some of you that are watching or listening, have immigrant parents, and the idea that them coming to the Western world from wherever they left or existed in the country that they came from, and coming here with their views and living life and existing in the Western world with that view or that teachings, those learnings, whatever, and trying to like not impose that but teach it to like raise your child with those sort of learnings and teachings, but then obviously that child having basically one foot in, like, I don't know, 1990 whatever country, and then modern day whatever Western world, and then I guess that relates to the idea of like Yinka and like her mum and all her aunties and all them elder people in this, just like their cultural community pressurizing marriage. It's kind of like what we spoke about last time, how is singleness really accepted in today's society? I feel like as young people, if your friend's single, if it's not pressure, like maybe as you get older, people be like, oh, you're gonna, if they say no, that's not my bag, that's not what I want to do, cool. But a lot of older people in the community, in the society, would still have that mentality that you need marriage or you need that sort of relationship to.
We spoke about this a while ago, like, when a woman is married, is she then successful? Is that her labeled success?
Litney shaking her head over there.
Yeah.
I literally, the auntie that chose career over
Auntie Blessing.
She got her man at the end. Was it Terry something? I don't know.
Like in her 50s as well. So it's like most part of her life she's been single.
Yeah.
That was very interesting for them to have put it in. Because I know some people I think should have been single for most part. Yeah. But then they wouldn't have had kids.
Yeah, true.
But then it was just nice having like.
That's the only bit of it though, like they would miss out on the whole motherhood aspect. Well, it would kind of be like a secondhand mother because she's like
the auntie, really close to Yinka.
She's the rich auntie.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have done IVF, but then
she
was so focused on like her career.
True.
There was no
way. She's clearly a really amazing auntie to the girls, because the fact that Yinka went to her to tell her and told herself she didn't tell her mum just goes to show that she is a presence in her niece's lives, for sure.
Oh, we love Auntie
Blessing. Yeah, literally. Overall, what would you guys rate the book?
I said 8.5.
Yeah, I would say 8.5 as well, just because the ending, I think you kind of spoiled it for me, but the ending was kind of predicted.
Yeah, I knew she was going to end up with Donovan. Yeah. I literally knew it. When she was there, avoiding everything, but Donovan was just a presence. I knew.
Sort of like an anticlimax.
No, I think it was refreshing. I think it was refreshing. But the way he talks, though, you have mentioned it as well.
Yeah, like, why does he speak? Like, Yinka's a successful woman.
Mm. He's a product, product of his environment. You can't blame him.
You can code switch. You can grow out of that. I feel like men should grow out of speaking slang. You can't be speaking slang at past the age of 30 years old.
That's valid. I can't even.
Yeah,
like,
what
are you saying? What are you telling
him? Oh, you look leng, you know. Like, ew, yeah. Like, imagine.
Ski.
I'm like, ski not here. Like, what she means by that? No.
No.
So I feel
that's an ick. The minute, like, somebody could look so handsome, so like Karen, but the minute they open mouth, they're
like,
what are you saying? Nah, like, just, man's gonna do the
yeah, like the whole foot. Man's gonna if man didn't man's got work today, 9 to 5 innit.
And then man's gonna S out like
talk to me about SP 500s. Talk to me like a
What do you call it? The top 500 stock exchange.
Teachable. Don't be saying like, what are you saying? What am I saying? What do you mean? What am I saying? I haven't said anything.
Because even like he could be dressed in a suit, and then once he opens his mouth, it's so upsetting. But I must admit, when sometimes when they say a little bit of slang, I do like it. Like
calm, you can be like
calm. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, like cool.
Yeah. Like, cool. I like that.
Like say no more.
No, it's no, like, sorry, calm is actually so true. Yeah. No, it's almost like, oh, okay, calm.
Oh.
It's giving when you said that pink bottom lip.
No, but that description is so valid.
Yeah, the pink bottom.
If you know, you know. If you don't know, you'll find out. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, guys, that was a lot of conversation, a lot of gist there about the book.
Yeah, but that's it.
Yeah, that's the end of Yinka. Where's your husband?
Yinka's found her husband.
Donovan is.
Donovan. But I just can't imagine him going long term. That slang.
We'd be like, so what? Say I do then. We say I do like that. Cool.
And he said, well, I'm not going to take you on a date, I'm just going to go Chicken Cottage.
That was his banner there. I was just like, if I must, like they've got, it's just like they've got their little, and it's the fact she doesn't have to pretend because she loves going chicken and chip shop.
Yeah, she does love a chicken shop.
So that's her version of, I don't know, going to, I don't know, IVA or something like that. But yeah, guys, that's it.
And next week we're gonna be talking about the series called Forever
on Netflix, I believe it is. It was suggested by the girl sitting over there, my sister. And she's, what do you think about it so far? Don't spoil it.
I won't, but for anyone that's watched Insecure, this
is... I haven't watched Insecure.
Never mind.
Oh, guys. Now you've both experienced corporate life. Like, I'm telling you now, Insecure is that. Like, that is the life that we live. And it, like, makes you feel like you're not alone in the situation you're going through. Because obviously you're not in a lot of black spaces. But Insecure, like, covers being the only person of colour in an all-white space. And then obviously then code switching to them being with your friends and being very black spaces, and then dating interracially, like, and then the highs and lows, like money, sometimes money runs dry, sometimes you're swimming in money. Yeah. Like, it's a brilliant TV show. But then Forever is the prelude, like, that, to put it in, like, in simple words, not even simple, so I give you like a little hint, it doesn't reveal anything, but think about the music we listened to when we were younger, when we'd be like having a little crush and whatever. Sure, I can appreciate the Taylor Swifts, I can appreciate even the little Katy Perrys. I love all of them, but let's be real, we were all about like the Brent Fires, Bryson Tiller,
J. Cole,
Drake, yeah. And we weren't really the, and the playlist is that to a T, that you can even watch the show with your eyes closed and know what's going on.
Oh, wow.
Based purely on the playlist. I'm telling you now.
So, guys, that's what we're going to be watching. When we come back here, we'll be talking about that. We'll be gisting about Forever.
We'll be gisting about Forever.
Yeah, exciting.
I'm excited. I need to go start my membership on Netflix again. Because I cancelled.
Cancel that. Oh, my. Now, guys.
My cousin, her sister, has some questions for us.
Yeah.
Okay. These are very, very random questions, by the way.
That's alright. Hit me. Okay. Hit us.
She hasn't thought about this. She just literally looked them up now, guys. So.
Okay. So the first one is, what is your ultimate go-to outfit when you want to feel like that girl?
Oh.
That's such a...
Question. Yeah. Or like, what brand would you shop from?
Ooh. Okay. I love shopping from Zara. Yeah. I love shopping from Zara. If I want to feel like that girl, I am wearing trousers or jeans that fit me very nicely, I like figure hug my legs, my, you know, that lower section of my body. I didn't say that.
It's the quiver.
I'm wearing a top that is fitted, but like, because I'm going for a modesty journey, not so revealing, so very fitted, maybe like a long sleeve that's like tight on my body, but like, again, not revealing, because like, you can kind of see, but you can't really see, do you know what I mean? And then my hair would be maybe a slick back. Ooh. I think I like my natural face, hair, whatever, a slick back, or it would be a bob. Yeah.
Oh,
okay, okay, I like that. Okay.
Earrings, it depends where I'm going. If it's somewhere like cute cash, maybe like little raindrop earrings. But if it's somewhere like, you know, dramatic, flamboyant, then I'll wear like big earrings.
Statement
earrings, yeah. I like minimal lashes. Lips done, like, not lips, like lip filler, but like, you know, like, what, you do lippy, a lip liner, you have like three shades where they merge in together, but the last one is a lip plump, so your lips are like, they've got bigger.
I hate lip plump.
Do you?
She scammed me to get a lip plump.
My gosh, I
you
hate
got,
them.
You told me to get a, I didn't know it was a lip plump. I put it on, it's like tingling.
She's the one that gave it to me and said, we should get this.
Oh. No, I wanted the cherry flavour, I wanted the watermelon and cherry flavour, and you said, oh, but I want the clear one, here's the clear one, should we both get the clear one? I said, cool, let's get the clear one. Put it on my lips, tingle, tingle. I said, what the hell is going on here?
Did I?
Tingle,
tingle. No, I didn't know that there were lip plump.
Tingle, tingle, tingle.
Tales from Africa. Tingle, tingle, tingle. Shoes?
Shoes, currently, right now, I love some Sambas or...
What colour Sambas do you have?
I've got black, I've got grey, I've got nude.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's me. What you? What about you as well?
Wait, pause. Because there's so many questions. Should it be like you answer one, and then if there's one that both of you can answer?
Okay,
or,
yeah.
Or do you want to do you each answer, each question?
I don't know the answer, what I'd put for this question.
So we can just do like one person.
I don't know, like,
if you both have an answer, you just reply to it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, next one is, who's your UK celeb crush, and who would... Oh, and who would you actually shoot?
Why is she smiling already? Get a crib! Your sister's smiling! Like,
she's like, my man's like
Come on,
no, because you said UK crush. I don't. He's not from the UK.
Like, okay,
crush. Kofi Siribo. He's a handsome man.
Yeah.
Like, but as in, like, not even on like any disrespectful thing. But like, Kofi Siribo is he's a beautiful man.
Cinta? I'm trying to think.
I can appreciate men's looks, but I don't have a celebrity crush.
Yeah.
But I would say, I guess he's not like, I don't think about him like a crush. I would say like, Kofi Siribo. Okay, if someone's like, who's a handsome man? Like, I'd be like, Kofi Siribo.
Okay, Dave. Dave is handsome.
No, I'm not
sure. Sorry. Yeah, no.
Okay, fine.
He's a decent looking guy, but I'm not my cup of tea.
Really?
Yeah, no. Damson Idris. Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Aaron Pierre.
No.
Damn.
But I can appreciate him, but Aaron Pierre kind of scares me a bit. What? But I can appreciate him. His like eyes are just like, I don't know. It's kind of, yeah, just kind of scares me a bit. I don't know.
Fred. Okay, who's yours then? Michael B. Jordan.
Of course.
You think Michael
in that movie, the personality, the height, the figure, the that's a bit of me.
How did Laurie Harvey?
But that must be Michael B. Jordan in real life. She's talking about the character.
Oh yes, sorry, no, the character.
Oh, okay.
But that's the like character. Me with Tom Shelby from Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't condone violence, but the way that man carries himself, he doesn't. You know, he's quiet confidence. Oh, like somebody. Yay. Somebody.
Just keep it PG.
I'm not.
She said, give me PG.
You know when somebody has a quiet confidence and they don't have to do too much, like you're just confident in yourself, you know yourself, and you don't need to be screaming or shouting about 50 people to get your point heard. You just have to be like, yeah, no, and
calm, cool, collected.
Exactly.
If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Weekend by Ray and Stormzy. Because it's like, I feel like I'm busy, so it's like
Monday I can't, Tuesday I can't.
But it's like, just a lot of life going on, so it's like very packed in. What about you, Cinta?
I can't think of one, it's quite hard.
What have you been listening to recently?
So I've been listening to Find My Peace by Naomi Rain. Shall I play a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
I find my peace in you, Jesus. That's been my song at the moment.
That's like a vibe. That's yeah. Next
question.
Okay, quick one. Girls trip to either Rio, Vietnam or Greece?
Greece.
Rio. Wait, Rio, Vietnam or Greece?
Mm. Rio.
No, but I wouldn't cousin trip. Hard. I'd like cousin trips. Like, if you have, because girls trip, I would want to go Greece.
Yeah.
Or Vietnam, mm-hmm. But Rio, I'd want to go with the cousins, because mm-hmm. my sister, she said that she's been to Rio. And she's she was very much so hurt after coming back to the UK from. Were you not? Yeah, she was very coming back. So I'd want to go there as cousins, because when we went to Paris.
Mm.
We hilarious. Need to reload it. Like, that was an experience, and I flipping love my cousins. So.
What about you? Cinta, what are you?
I am agreeing with your answer.
Okay.
I kind of want to do Vietnam with my husband, though, when I'm kind of older.
Why?
I feel like it. I don't know. I don't have a reason why.
But Vietnam, Vietnam is giving vibes that you'd go with like a partner and you just like explore. Like,
and we taste different foods.
Yeah.
And like we stay with like elderly people.
Stay with elderly people? First. Well,
like the
first.
Culture, people with the culture, and they give you like the actual like attire and you go and like stay.
I can do that with anyone or by myself. Like I'm.
Yeah, you could do that too, but it's just maybe it's a movie.
I've not been to Vietnam before.
Have you not?
Thailand, yeah. I've been to Thailand. Okay. What's the biggest ick you've ever had on a date?
Accent, as in like talking rote. That was something that really.
This guy, he kept playing. So he picked me up, and he kept playing this one song over and over and over again, and over and over and over again. And then we reached to our destination, and then he said, "Oh, normally they check the boot of the car because they want to check the weapons and stuff. But luckily, I didn't get pulled over because I've got a bomb right next to me." And I thought,
told me that.
I'm respectfully getting out of the car.
If we're on the M-way, I would roll. I would tuck, dive and roll. What do you mean?
Oh my god.
What was
it?
I went on, I don't think I told either of you that, I don't know, but it was like, this is a different person, different day. I went, and like, he was like, he was enjoying, I think it was like the music that was playing. He was like, oh, do you know this song? I was like, no. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it dim lighting?
Yeah, it was very dim light, very mellow. This spot is really nice in London. Like, it's very discreet. Like, if you didn't know,
was it? Where
it's
was
in
it?
Soho, but it's like a door that you wouldn't think is a room. But it goes down to like a thingy, and he was just like, oh, let me just. And he got his Shazam out in his phone, and he was there holding it. To Shazam the song, and I was just like, immediately no. Obviously, respectfully, I was like, we finished the day.
No, be discreet about it, or just don't, just appreciate
it. And he was just like, and he's trying to keep the conversation. I said, if you don't put your hand, and then when the date finished, he was like, I really enjoyed it. Can we have this again? I was like, if I'm being completely honest. I don't think this is.
You said that to his face.
Yeah.
There and then. Oh, that means you're really locked out of it. You were done.
Yeah. I'm in a public space. I was safe. It was like there was too many people for him to be.
Oh,
blind.
That's worse than that's bad.
That's so cheesy.
But the thing is, over like because like we met like over the socials, he had such good banter. Like his humor. 10, was 10. I was like belly laughing at the stuff he was saying.
Oh.
But then in person to do that, I said, wow. What a mishap. So I was just like,
But that's disgusting.
Can you imagine?
With your phone.
Trying to maintain the conversation.
And every little thing, especially when you first meet something, anything could go left.
Yeah.
But our cousin, Amanda, she for a long time, I used to get the ick so, you know, I used to get the ick so quickly, so fast, so no.
I think I know what you're going to say, but it actually was me.
But it was both of you. You and Amanda both said it to me. But I just think of Amanda because that was, like, we had, like, a whole, like, proper deep conversation about it. She was like, me too.
Give me the accolades.
No, but it was like, she was like, yeah, look, we can't be getting the ick over everything. Like, you actually can't just, because you said to view them as a friend.
Yes.
See them as a friend. And then she was like, you can't just get the ick over everyone. Fair. So I combined it. And then, like, going forward, I was very much so like, I'm just going to view you as a friend. Mm. I'm going to see you as a friend. If a friend did this, I wouldn't feel this out because I wouldn't feel that way.
You probably laughed at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it helped me going forward.
But yeah. That's icky.
That's so icky, yeah.
What about you?
I'm trying to think, because I really seriously, it was just only with my ex, wasn't it?
The issues
with
her.
No, the dates time. That you've had, the...
They were so long ago, Cinta.
Really?
So yeah, I guess like more recently, it was just, they weren't icky, they were just doing dumb stuff.
You know, the one, no, come on, the one that told you to stop and he was eating. Wasn't he, when he...
No,
the one that mommy said, like...
Mini man. No, that's someone else. So the one that he'd be like, wait, no, the food's so good. Like it wasn't icky like that. No, that one wasn't.
And
icky.
The one was mommy's one.
Mommy's one was mini man. Mini said the man. So the man, yeah, he lied on his profile. So he said he was. And keep in mind, like you guys know who I was with before.
Yeah.
So he's put 5'9". He turns up, or no, I turn up because I was late, and he was like 5'7" at the most, and I'm 5'6½". And God forbid when the flooring was unleveled, suddenly I'm taller than him. That's crazy.
Be honest.
Respectfully, he wouldn't have got a date with me, no, if he was being honest. Yeah. 5'6", 7", no.
Mm.
But there are shorter girls that would find that tall, so go for that. Yeah. I just don't want to be, like, we're not twins.
I don't want to be like that. Nowhere
else. No. I mean, God forbid if I'm in heels and I'm looking down. What's a quote or motto you live by that keeps you feeling confident and cute?
That's very teethy. I've got one. Oh, confident and cute.
Just makes you feel good about yourself, yeah.
The Lord's with me.
That's a good one.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I'd be like, visualize. I used to have it as my lock screen, like, visualize your higher self and show up as her.
Nice, cool. Okay, if you could switch lives with an influencer or a celeb, who would it be?
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I love that, but no, like, give us as someone that isn't as ethereal as he is.
I don't know if I want to switch my life. Yeah. I want me.
To be.
Yeah, 24 to be. Hours, guys. It's just for 24 hours. We're deeping it way too much. Please.
I would. Maybe. I don't know if I want to go to. Maybe just experience America. Maybe one of like.
Kardashians.
No, but I want to do like a black celeb. Marseille Martin or something.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mine would have to be. Who's the. Ross. She was. The mother,
Diana Ross, her daughter.
The daughter, yeah.
She was in Girlfriends, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Like.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ellis Ross,
I think so. Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah.
Oh, close.
Her or Keisha in Forever. Anyway.
He's smiling.
What about you? Oh, Marseille. Marseille, it's winner.
Nia Long.
Wow, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, yes. Yeah. Oh my goodness, yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Or the one, what's her name? Shamanra.
Taraji P. Henson.
Not Taraji P. Henson, the one who was like, she's in Brown Sugar. She's very low key.
Did she shave her head in one movie?
No, Love she's the basketball. Main character in Love and Basketball.
Yeah, she shaved her head.
Yeah, she did.
Happily Ever After.
But it's just like she's very low key, but like she does her little.
She's not low key.
But I'm saying she's.
She had the whole woman's work scene.
I'm saying she does her thing. I'm saying her private life is low key. She's not out in the thingy, but she does her big thing and then just goes back to her normal life. Like, do you know what I mean? That's what I like. She literally works her job and then goes home and doesn't have to deal with. Whereas a lot of celebrities, they have to deal with public and paparazzi trying to get in their life. So that's what I meant in regards to her. But we can do TV. So TIFI is something that we do, and it stands for...
It's a summary of our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the week just gone. Mm-hmm. We're first going to start with our guest, though.
Litany, what is your TIFI?
How have you been feeling?
Thoughts,
what
feelings, are your thoughts? Experiences? Is there a song that represents you, a quote? Is it just a general blanket feeling or adjective, adverb?
Chilled.
Can
we come back to me?
Okay, I have my TP. My TP is my actual lock screen, and I feel like for the past week and a bit, I've been really, longer than that, but genuinely, I feel like it's been at the forefront of my mind. And it is, follow your plans, not your moods. Heavy on that. Because sometimes you just wake up and you're like, literally this morning I had a dream. That was, my dream was so anxiety inducing. It woke me up out of my sleep. Like, I was late for my flight and I had to run in the airport. And it literally, my heart was racing. I woke up from it and it just threw off my morning. And I was like, I don't want to, like, I'm not really. But you just have to show up. Like, you have to do it no matter what. And that's for yourself, not for the things that you have to do. Because if you have to go to what you're going to go because your boss is going to come for you. But in the other aspects of life. So follow your plans, not your needs.
It's good.
A song?
Anything? I think I just need to be very mindful of the things I tell people. That's how I've been feeling, really. Okay. Not to say that something's come out or anything, but...
Has it come back to bite you in a certain way?
No.
Chill, mindful, follow your plans, not your needs. Okay guys, that is the end of today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed following along while we've been reading Yinka, Where's Your Husband? And leave a comment down below on your thoughts on the book and how you feel. Would you rate the book out of 10?
If you read it.
Yeah. And yeah, leave your TIFI for the week down below.
Please don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And for our audio listeners, please do rate us 5 stars. We really do appreciate every single comment, and subscription.
See you next week, guys.
Maybe not.
We'll talk about Forever.
Do you have anything to say?
Oh, thanks for having me on the podcast, lady. Okay,
guys. I'm gonna flash the camera at her, but no, she doesn't want to be on camera, guys.
Why? So beautiful.
Her Instagram is at.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh god. No, thanks for having me on the podcast. No, I liked it. It's fascinating seeing it behind the scenes.
Coming up with the questions and stuff. Oh, yeah. Good vibe.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It was good. Just. Bye guys. Bye. We'll see you next time.
Bye. 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 Bye.